Aircheckdownloads.com.
And now, the Westwood One Radio Networks proudly present Casey's Top 40, brought to you by AT&T and Sears Brand Central.
Again, everybody, I'm Casey Kasem. Welcome to the conclusion of our year-end special on Casey's Top 40, the top 100 hits of 1990. In our last show, we counted down the hits from 100 to 51. Today, we'll hear the cream of the crop, the 50 biggest of 1990, on our way to the number one song of the year. Lots of action, lots of great music ahead, including big hits from MC Hammer, New Kids on the Block, Wilson Phillips, Paula Abdul, Janet Jackson, Vanilla Ice, Madonna, Mariah Carey, and many, many more. Who has the number one song of 1990? Only one way to find out. Let the countdown begin.
Number 50.
Chicago-born Jody Watley leads off the second half of the year's top 100 with a song from the CD Larger Than Life, a song of lost love, broken hearts, and sad regrets. Here's Jody Watley with Everything. Now I'd give anything to feel the love you bring. You were my everything. Sad words from former Shalimar member Jody Watley as she steps in at number 50 in our special survey on Casey's Top 40. Now at number 49, Michael Bolton's Top 10 Smash had asked one of the big questions of 1990, a question people in love have been asking for a long time. From New Haven, Connecticut, that's Michael Bolton singing a song he co-wrote. It's called How Can We Be Lovers? And it checks into our survey at number 49. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. We're on our way to the number one song of 1990, and we won't stop till we reach the top.
Number 48.
Now, here's the first of two hits in our special year-end countdown from one of the biggest movies of 1990, the Richard Gere, Julia Roberts romantic comedy called Pretty Woman. This is the duo Go West with King of Wishful Thinking. Moving into the survey at number 48 for the year, King of Wishful Thinking. It's by Peter Cox and Richard Drummey, the English duo Go West, as our special countdown of the top 100 of 1990 rolls on.
Casey's Top 40. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. You're listening to a special countdown today, the top 100 hits of 1990. The 47th biggest hit of the year comes from three former members of Heart and two former members of Sheriff. Together, they're the band Alias. This is their first top 10 hit, More Than Words Can Say.
Here I am.
Landing softly at number 47 in our year-end survey, that's lead singer Freddie Kirchhey and the band Alias with More Than Words Can Say. This is Casey counting down the 100 biggest hits of 1990.
Number 46.
Here's a big hit created by one of the top songwriting and production teams of 1990, Antonio L.A. Reed and Kenny Babyface Edmonds. The singer is L.A.'s wife, Perry Arlette McKissick Reed, better known by her nickname, Pebbles. This is Giving You the Benefit of the Doubt. She calls herself Pebbles, but she doesn't live in Bedrock. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. Pebbles dances into our survey at number 46 with her top 10 smash, Giving You the Benefit of the Doubt. Up next, Tommy Page sings a song he co-wrote with a couple of kids from Boston.
Casey's Top 40.
AirCheckDownloads.com.